Since the 70s, Juneau residents have depended on Western Auto Marine for everything from fishing gear to pet supplies. General Manager John Weedman says the department store has managed to survive the rise of internet sales over the years, despite the fact that customers can find many of the same products online at a lower price.
Part of that is because there's no sales tax imposed on the online sales. So we're kind of at a disadvantage there.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that online retailers are subject to state sales taxes, even if they have no physical presence in a state. Many saw that as an opportunity to level the playing field for brick-and-mortar stores. But Alaska doesn't have a statewide sales tax. What it does have is 106 municipal sales tax jurisdictions. That's 106 different sets of rules and rates that have to be charged. That's a lot to keep track of. So the Alaska Municipal League, or AML, spent this year working on a plan to make things simpler. They rolled it out last month. This week, representatives from 15 municipalities signed an agreement at the AML conference in Anchorage. That agreement sets up a new system for collecting online sales tax. Juneau City Finance Director Jeff Rogers says more communities are expected to join.
I hope that people's perspective is that we're creating a system of equity where local businesses are on the same footing as remote businesses.
Rogers will head up the new Remote Sales Tax Commission that oversees the new system. He says on the low end, Juneau could be collecting more than $1 million annually from online sales tax going forward, and other communities could see even more than that.
Obviously, very rural communities that get a lot of their goods shipped in from the lower 48 or from other states or from other communities, they're going to see a much higher number than an urban community that has less of that.
Any online seller that does more than $100,000 in sales in Alaska or makes more than 100 transactions in the state will be subject to local sales taxes. That also applies to phone or catalog orders. AML and its contractors say there are thousands of online vendors who will be subject to the new collection system. While that helps businesses like Western Auto Marine, it will change things for local businesses that sell products online to other parts of Alaska. Pat Race is the co-owner of Alaska Robotics Gallery. It sells comic books and art out of its shop in downtown Juneau and online. Race says the new plan is a move in the right direction.
But I think it's going to be a little bit messy for some small business owners like myself who do sell things online.
He points out that the threshold for online sellers that will have to pay sales tax isn't exactly proportional. Selling $100,000 worth of products and selling 100 things could mean very different things for a company's bottom line. And most other states are now collecting online sales tax too. Race is worried about having to navigate a different system for every state.
I think we can get there. It's just going to be a little bit uncomfortable in the process.
That process in Alaska is still going to take some time to roll out. Each municipality that signs up for the new sales tax collection system will have to pass an ordinance amending their municipal code. After that, AML will begin notifying online vendors of the new rules. Back at Western Auto, Weedman says he expects the changes will be gradual. When online sales first started to take off, it took a while for their sales to drop.
It wasn't a sudden, really noticeable thing, and I think the reverse is going to be true here. It's not going to be a sudden boon to our business, but I certainly hope that we'll see some positive influence from it.
In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.